Hi, this is David Brown for the Methodist Hospital. Going on a video blog today to teach you how the SDOCT machine, the expensive one you bought in your office, can actually make your life better and your patients happier in the perioperative period around cataract surgery. First of all, as many of you know, patients want to be able to see at distance and near, and they're looking at all these nice new multifocal IOLs. How do you pick the right patients? Part of it's psychologic and counseling. But the other part is it really makes sense to have a normal fovea before you implant these lenses. If a patient is willing to pay extra for a multifocal lens, I think it's reasonable to have them pay a little extra and get an OCT at the beginning. If there is pathology, it generally is billable. But any abnormality in the fovea, you should really either counsel a whole lot more or not put in a multifocal IOL, because you're only asking for trouble and patient dissatisfaction if you put these lenses in patients without a perfect fovea. Secondarily, in the postoperative period, if they don't refract to a crisp 20/20 or better, I highly urge you to get a high-resolution OCT of the fovea to make sure there's not subtle cystoid macular edema before tapering their anti-inflammatory regimen. Often, a little subtle anti-inflammatory swelling treatment will make this go away and will keep them from rebounding once you stop the anti-inflammatories. In summary, you've got a nice machine in your office. Remember to use it preoperatively in patients that you're considering a multifocal IOL, and postoperatively in almost anybody who doesn't refract to 20/20 or better. This is David Brown for the Methodist Hospital, trying to make your life a little easier.